Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading, and it's part six of another look at this excellent book, The Power of One by Tim Roberts. Now, I'm reading it because soon I'm preaching on John 17, and this is a book all about Christian unity, very, very relevant. And I'd like your thoughts on something that Tim writes here in the chapter about counting the cost of unity. Page 93, he quotes C.S. Lewis, and C.S. Lewis once said, "True humility is not thinking less of yourself, it is thinking of yourself less." Good thought, right? And in fact, the basis of another excellent book I can recommend by Timothy Keller. I don't have a physical copy, so here it is on Kindle, on my iPad in fact. Timothy Keller, The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness. Great book on what Christian humility really is. Anyway, that's perhaps for another time. Having used that quote from Lewis, Tim Roberts goes on to say, "For our purposes in building communities of unity, the application is clear and straightforward in principle, and yet agonizing in its demands. Much of the effort required to keep the unity of the Spirit is about cooperating with Him as He gives us a right view of ourselves, lifting our heads from inferiority and correcting our arrogance." I like what he writes there. Lifting our heads from inferiority and correcting our arrogance. So we have a double problem here. We have the problem of inferiority, and we have the problem potentially of arrogance. How do we deal with this? How do we get the balance? But I think, hey, balance is a bit of a problematic word. Why? Because, well, let me give us an illustration here with my handy little ruler. If we try to get balance, the problem with balance in the Christian life is that it's easily disturbed. We're trying to walk a tightrope. I don't know about you, but I'm not a tightrope walker, and I don't think we're meant to be. You can't live on a tightrope. It's a very challenging place to be. It leads to great feelings of insecurity, and you're likely to have the balance upset at any time by something. And we either end up being tremendously arrogant as a church, I'm talking about here, not just individuals, or we end up being terribly inferior or insecure. And then we swing backwards and forwards between these two things. The arrogance is problematic. Self-righteousness is not a good thing. But also inferiority is not good. We're no good. We don't know anything. You know, it's only other people that really have the answers, and we have no answers. I don't think we have no answers. And I don't think we have all the answers. Are we trying to find the balance? A tricky thing. Well, perhaps instead of trying to find the balance, we should just find the right kind of support from the Holy Spirit and from the Scriptures to be neither tempted towards arrogance or swing far, and neither tempted nor swing far towards inferiority. How do we do this? That's the big question, isn't it? Finding the support rather than looking for the balance. What do you think about that? I would suggest that Romans 12 has something to offer in this regard, where Paul, writing to the church in Rome, says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith that God has distributed to each of you." Sober judgment. A good friend of mine, Gordon Ferguson, once said, talking about this passage, "We shouldn't overthink ourselves, and we should not underthink ourselves. We should soberthink ourselves." How do you find that place of spiritual existence as an individual, but more importantly, as a church group, as a community in Christ? As we continue our preparations to set up a new church in West Watford, we need to find this in our group of 20 adults. This sober judgment, not arrogance and not inferiority, but strength to be the sober thinking people God has called us to be. And then we will be useful to God, we will be united, and we'll be able to be a blessing to other people. So let me know what you think about how we find that strength, the strength to be not looking for balance, but to be strong so that we're able to be sober and useful to God. What are your thoughts? You can email me at mccx@mac.com or you can leave a message anywhere you see or hear this recording. I look forward to hearing what you have to say. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.